From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's Will Salatin on President Bush and the political legacy of Ronald Reagan. First, the lead. The body of former President Reagan is being moved today from a funeral home in Santa Monica, California, about 20 miles away to the site of the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. That's where Day to Day's Madeline Brand has been since yesterday. Hi, Madeline. What's the scene there?
Well, Alex, people began arriving here last night. Some slept in their cars in the parking lot. And early this morning, there were about 100 people waiting. They sat in portable chairs, drinking coffee, making small talk, meeting each other. The weather is cloudy, a little misty. These people will wait until 11 o'clock this morning when shuttle vans will take them to the library, and that's where they'll be able to view Reagan's closed casket.
You've been speaking to the mourners. What have they been saying?
Well, as you can imagine, they're all hardcore Reagan fans. One man I spoke to, he drove all night from Arizona. He said he was 28 years old, so that would have made him about 4 years old when Reagan was elected. He said he'd promised himself that when Reagan died, he'd make a pilgrimage to pay his last respects. Others said Reagan was the greatest American president. He restored honor and pride to America. And I interviewed a woman who brought her three young daughters to teach them what Reagan was all about. And when asked what his greatest moment was, many cited his call to tear down the Berlin Wall. But Alex, for most, it's emotion that brought them here. They all said they just feel very close to Ronald Reagan.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Madeline, thank you, and we'll come back to you in a moment.